You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Channel switched.
Yeah, so here we are in the live stream, 16th of April, 2016. This is fakeologist.com. I love the guy to bits, Tim. Like seriously, what's going on here?
But will fans of the late actor Paul Walker be okay with his digital double?
Here we show additional live sequences where we reenact various YouTube videos.
You imprinted onto me.
And that's going to become into this.
I don't fully understand how it happened. Perhaps some part of you imprinted onto me.
Paul Walker digital double, electronically cutting his face from earlier Fast and Furious films, pasting it onto the bodies of Walker's stand-ins, his own brothers, Cody and Caleb.
Simulation advances.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to be like everyone else, or are you going to start your day off with a bang?
Take a close look at the CGI face paste on. I don't believe it. I don't believe this stuff. See this Donald Trump trying to make him laugh? I don't think they have... you can't render it that quickly. I don't care what computer you have. That's post-production.
So we've actually come a long way since Digital Emily. And if you compare Digital Ira to Digital Emily, we're now doing...
It's post-production. It's rendering. It's
render this
post-production
in real time. Every single frame of the Emily animation took over a half hour to render.
Yeah, exactly.
Digital Ira, this runs in a game engine. And it can actually generate these at 30 frames per second. So going from...
You can't do it real time.
...render 30 renderings per second... is orders of magnitude speed up.
Do you write around him? Do you cut him out of the movie? Do you, you know, try and fake it?
Turns out, to finish Walker's scenes, The Hollywood Reporter says filmmakers went to the same visual effects wizards behind the Lord of the Rings movies, creating a Paul Walker digital
Lord of the Rings
double.
Was pathetic at the end.
We can see the final...
The last Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings was just so... Or The Hobbit, I think it was, when I was watching it. I'm just going, is this a fucking computer game I'm watching? It's just like, the most famous actor, the guy that almost reminded me of the dude who played, I can't remember, Obi-Wan Kenobi in 1977. Like, Alex, whatever his name was, he just said, this is the shittiest... This is the biggest piece of crap I've ever been in. And, you know, it's just funny that Star Wars just turned out to be, like, the most massive thing ever on the planet. And the dude who plays Gandalf in The Hobbit or the Lord of the Rings, forgot his name. He's a gay man. He's a gay older man. When he's running around, you just look at it, they've just cheapened out so badly. It just looks like a cheap computer game when they're running around in a lot of the later stuff. They really cheaped out. This stuff here that Ab, this is on fakeologist.com. So it's at the top post today. So today's date is the 16th of April 2016, simulation advances. Okay, so let's just keep going here with this.
Put of our method.
There's George W., and they're making him smile. Supposedly real time. No way. I don't believe it for a second.
Start to be able to speak and put words together. It's a kind of a radically different approach to the artificial intelligence problem.
What's this?
Good, Gail. See if she knows what the mute is.
I think that's going to be something.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to be like everyone else, or are you going to start your day off with a bang?
We had a big bang. Everybody cried.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to be like everyone else, or are you going to start your day off with a bang?
Or how are you going to start your day off?
I'm going to start my day off with a bang. Polar plunging is a safe, healthy, and progressive way to step outside your comfort zone that involves no risk and nobody else. So let me ask you this. If you can't...
So there, if you watch this video, the Brussels attacks, the Brussels, the idiotic thing that we're supposed to believe that the bombs went off on 3/22. I don't know. Me and Ab were on air that day, and Ab just went, and so was Typho. Typho's mum called him and just said, "This is just rubbish." Or I don't know what Typho's mum said to him, but Ab, look at this shit. This is just rubbish. And look, there's been about 1,000 videos I've watched now where people are just the anomalies. When it comes to Brussels, but 9/11, it comes down to 9/11 in my lifetime. 9/11 was the one in my lifetime where we have a man called Simon Shack who did September Clues. Cluesforum.info is just like the best ever, but it hasn't changed the world. I thought it would change the world. Like, you had Jim Fetzer there trying to muddy the waters going, oh yeah, I think they're holograms. Yeah. How does that make any sense when you know the planes are coming from different? And Marcus Allen was in there. He was I don't know, Ace Baker. All these like crazy motherfuckers that are just in there to destroy whatever the truth. Once you eliminate the impossible, the truth is just. It sounds like Sherlock Holmes, doesn't it? Anyway, keep going.
Step outside your comfort zone when nobody else is involved and no risk is involved. I'll start my day off with a bang. Polar plunging is a safe, healthy, and progressive way to step outside your comfort zone that involves no risk.
What is the risk of a Brussels-style attack by Islamic State, IS? Is IS ISIL? I'm telling you that is just a fiction, just as big a fiction as Al Qaeda. I've said that 1,000 times before. Chris Kendall, listen to Chris Kendall's latest piece of work. It's just fantastic. Oh my God, it was awesome when he was talking about 9/11. I might even actually play it. Prefer a fakeologist. Ab actually prefer Ab to come back in. But keep going. Downfalls, risks. Brussels at risk. High risk of attacks.
It involves no risk.
No risk. I'm up here in the treehouse. There's no risk here. Terror attack risks. Terror.
So terror's let me ask you this. If you can't step outside your comfort zone when nobody else is involved, and no risk is involved, how in the world are you going to be able to do it when there's a lot of people and a lot of risk?
Not only.
Well, I'll tell you how you do it.
It's almost
exactly how you do it. Is we spoke about it the other day. Is you cordon off the drill where the drill's happening, and somehow like there's some people that actually got some video footage. Now it could be dodgy, but I think PK22 PK. Truth grabbed some footage, obviously, of the other place. It wasn't near the entrance of that Malbec, whatever it was, the train station or whatever it was. He did a fucking solid job on that. But I'm telling you, where they had the cordoned off and they were doing this thing, and people actually, we did get a couple of video or sort of phone video of people telling them to fuck off. We're doing our job. They're crisis actors, all crisis acting. This is the actual the world we live in. We live in a world where you'll do anything for money, and maybe all these people are a part of the club or some sort of club or whatever it is, and then they're gonna do this whole charade. It's like when you're part of on a movie set, yeah, fine, it's fiction. And you have extras in the background, and they all have to do what their job's going to do. And it's pretty hard sometimes because some extras want to sort of get in the limelight or like, I don't want to be an extra. I want to be the famous movie star, like PK when he was running next to Nick Cage or Nick whatever his last name is. He's got a great last name. Not Cage is not his real name, but when PK's next to him with his mobile phone on, he even just said how I just went. Well, look, I'm just gonna fucking get my big fat fucking face right in there. It was a film called Knowing. It was filmed in Melbourne, and PK is just having a really good time, just getting his big fat face right there. And you just go, oh look, there I am. And then when he does that, the people are just going, oh, you're in on it. You're somehow some sort of famous or insider or I don't know, what do you call it, Illuminati puppet or I don't know, it's just rubbish. I just want to, that was that that guy up in Canada I can't stand, but he's still having a go at PK. Seriously, that. The footage of that baby being sort of thrown around is a plastic baby. There's no doubt about it. Anyone with half a fucking brain knows that's a fucking plastic baby. And there's fucking Jeff C going. PK doesn't know what he's talking about. Are you kidding me? Jeff C, you are a paid, I hate to use the word, shill. You are a shill. You are dead set. I hate the word, but you're not real. You can't be real. You can't look at that footage and look at a baby where it's like his arms are just sticking straight out.
User joined your channel.
Oh, here we go. We got someone joined us. Here we go. Uninstall. Okay, cool. Just rejig this.
Hey, Rollo.
Yeah, mate. Yep. Okay, hey, how you doing? Uninstall?
All right, I get an echo.
No, not now.
Yep, we're good.
Not now. How's it going now?
Perfect.
2-2-1-2.
Perfect.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah, I fixed it. Sorry, I was playing some audio. How are you doing, my friend?
Very well today. It's sunny and warm. We're turning the corner on spring here, so it's beautiful. And I just checked into the live stream and heard you going on, and That baby, man, that baby, that was the first thing I picked out. I was just watching a CNN news clip and just raw, you know. It wasn't a YouTuber saying, hey, look at this baby. It was just raw CNN footage. And I paused it and I go, look at that. That's a fucking doll. What the fuck? So it's obvious.
All right, so here we are. Here we are with Uninstall Media. What's your first name? Do you want to give your first name out or not?
You can just call me Uninstall.
Uninstall, yeah. I'm Rollo, Roland. You can call me Roland, Rollo. And here we are on fakeologist.com on the 16th of April. It's probably the 15th there where you are. Did you, we were on air, I don't know if you remember, on the 22nd of March, I was on air with Ab the day that silly Brussels things happened.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I heard it. I'm sure I heard that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So yeah. But you look closely at that silly baby that with his arms are straight out.
Yes. Yeah. It looks. It just looks rigid. It looks like a CPR doll. I mean, I did that thing in school where they give you a fake baby. They give you a fake baby, and you have to take care of it, and it has a little data logger inside of it that shows how well you took care of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Yeah, this little dummy.
Do
baby
it, look. I got taught how to do CPR and like we got to compress someone's chest or something when supposedly trying to bring them back to life. Have you ever done that to
Yeah, we did that on a dummy in our health class. I was just saying that little baby, it reminded me of that, the baby dummies we got. Just, you know, arms outstretched, a little bit of motion to them, but not much. Just rigid.
You just, and when you put it on slow, mate, you just, I mean, either the baby's got rigor mortis. I mean, you understand what rigor mortis is? It's like something that when you, the body dies, for about 12 hours or something, it goes different.
Well, yeah, and I thought is like, what does an infant do when it's in shock? Does it go stiff like that? I don't know, you know, that's an interesting question, but just looking at it, it's like the way he's handling it, the way it's swinging around, yeah.
And then capturing it on camera. What are the odds? Like, a squillion to one.
Who's stopping to film this? Wouldn't you be trying to get the hell out of there?
See, you know what I'm talking about. They, you're a champion. Yeah, you know bullshit when you see it.
I guess I do now, but, you know, it's it took me a few years to get there, man. And the media,
how old are you?
I'm 32. I'll be 33
wow,
pretty
you're
soon.
Young, you're a youngster. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you're a fakeologist?
Oh, sure. Among many other things.
I heard you talking to Ab the other day. That was a nice conversation you had with him.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Ab's a great conversationalist, you know. He's not afraid to ruffle some feathers if need be, and yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I mean, that's why I like Ab so much, and fakeologist.com. He's just not afraid. And why should he be? He's looking out. He's got children. Have you got children, hon?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't.
All right.
And I applaud those who do trying to raise children in this world. It's enough for me just to process it as myself, one adult. So, cheers to all the parents out there.
But we got to remember that I don't have them either. By the way, I have a lovely dog. I just uploaded a new movie, my dog barking at Andy Kaufman on. What was it? It was just a film called Man on the Moon. Do you believe man went to the moon?
I don't. I don't. And I don't believe that the moon is fake either, but I don't believe that we've been there. At this point, you know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about it and looking at that stuff, and it seems to me that the Apollo 11 mission was a hoax.
Oh, massive, massive. And 13, 14, all of them. We know that. Why doesn't the moon spin, in your opinion? If we're on a spinning ball, you know. Too hard a question? Hello?
But you down there, down under, supposedly you're supposed to see a different side of the moon.
Supposedly, yeah. But why doesn't the moon spin?
That is above my pay grade, my friend.
I wonder why I got a bit of a gap there. I just went, oh man, yeah. Always one. Like if we're on balls and balls are spinning in air or whatever it is. But okay. What do you want to talk about, Anastol? What'd you come in for? Or did you just hear me?
Just to shoot the breeze, man. What are you? Do you have an agenda? What are you going on about?
No, not at all. I'm Trollo, my name is. They call me Trollo sometimes because I'm a troll. I didn't know what trolls are, but you know, you look at YouTube and so many people. Someone puts out a video, like a nice video, like PK with a plastic dummy thing. And and he's getting attacked all over the place. You know, do you have a YouTube account and do you make videos yourself, hon?
I don't make videos. I look at YouTube a lot, and you know, I don't look at PK. I've seen him posted on their app site. So he's getting attacked for pointing out there's dummies in the Brussels footage.
Sure he is. Of course he is. Yeah, massive. What the massive attacks.
I know he's pretty popular, right? And that Jeff C. doesn't like him, but Jeff C.'s a fucking puppet clown anyway.
So. Oh, God. I love, there are certain Canadians I love, i.e. Ab. There are certain Canadians I fucking hate, i.e. Jeff C. It's just, he's just a fucking, like, everything is real. Like, not one point does he ever say that it's a hoax. Or he calls it a false flag or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I guess if I'm just gonna play dumb for a second and take him at his word that he's taking it too far in the opposite direction because he's upset with flat earthers and people like Russian vids. You know, understandably, I kind of get that because I'm not really a fan of Russian vids myself. I think he's kind of way into the speculative realm, which is fine. People should be free to speculate all they want, but just remember that it's speculation. But I kind of see where Jeff C's coming from in some cases, but he takes it too far, really.
Russian vids is kind of religious, and I'm not. Are you religious, my friend?
Not in the traditional sense, no.
Okay, let me just ask you directly, do you believe in God?
I believe in intelligence and consciousness that permeates everything.
Okay, so the human spirit. You're into the sort of the human spirit, but not some sort of creator.
Well, it seems that there is a design behind nature, so I'm not against the idea of a creator. I just don't know.
It's a tricky question. It's a loaded question, so forgive me for that. Okay.
No, it's a good question, though, but I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim.
Okay, so you're not into organized religion, so, the Catholics or the Anglicans or whatever. Fair enough. I think I scared you off, did I? Did that one? Well, there you go. There you go. You're back again. But we lost you there. I thought I scared you off with all the... You should never talk about sex, politics, or religion.
No, that was entirely random. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know. We're at the behest. The internet is, we're at the behest of other people. So if we say the wrong thing, sometimes you get a kick in the bum.
I got booted and then it automatically reconnected. So whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm recording at all this end, and I'm a bit of a Richard Nixon when it comes to recording things. I record everything.
That's good.
But Ab's usually, you don't mind. We're in the live stream now, so you understand that Ab might put this to air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's recorded. As long as it's live, it's automatically recorded somewhere.
So, there we go. You can hear it. I can hear it going out in the other room. So I know it's actually going. It's going fine. So so yeah. Do you want to play a tune? What's your favorite song in the world? Uninstall. 2-2-1-2. Try again. All right. I just wanted to ask Uninstall Media. He's quite. I've heard him on hoaxbusterscall.com and he's a. Here he is. He's back. So I'm gonna ask him. Uninstall. Are you still there?
Yeah.
What happened?
Same shit, man. Same shit.
Same shit, man. Look, what's your favorite song in the world? Your best song ever.
God, I really don't have one. I guess that.
Come
puts
on,
me
you've
in
got to have one. Just think deep down into your soul. What is your favorite song? Come on, you've got to have one.
It's all relevant to different points of time in my life.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, give me one, and tell me what relevance was at what particular point in time it was.
How about that one by The Offspring, where it starts out? He's going
la 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 la.
You know that one? It's on the album.
I love The Offspring. The Offspring is like. What was it? The one where he got a wrong number tatted on his arm or something. He got a 23 or something.
That one.
La, 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 la. Offspring's biggest hit was.
It's off Smash.
If you can actually think of what the actual one is, and then pump it through on the live stream chat, the link. I'll play it for you. I think I've seen them live. He's a bit of a maniac, the main dude, yeah.
Well, and since then, they sold out. They became kind of lame. But that song would go back to 1996 or 97 or something sure. like that.
Yeah.
I was...
Back when you were a youngster. I mean, you're 30 years old now.
I would have been
like in your teens when you were really into Offspring.
13, 14, yeah.
Yeah. Massively young, yeah. Did you have any clue about Fakeology or Fakeologist sort of stuff back when you were 13?
Well, I suppose it started with the X-Files. You know, I watched that show, and I guess I was just raised by, you know, my parents were always fairly skeptical of power, so I kind of had that built into me, and I always kind of knew that, you know, things were messed up and we're being lied to.
Yeah. David Duchovny and Gillian, whatever her name was, back in 1993, I remember that show when it first came out. So you would have been about 13 around that time. I remember the X-Files. It was like the Smoking Man or whatever it was. Who was the guy that actually wrote David Kelly or something, I think, was in charge of that production way back. They've actually brought that back recently, like an old David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson or whatever. They're still going at it after all these years. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah. It's I haven't seen it, and, you know, it's probably I hear that they're throwing in all kinds of new conspiracy crap. And
Why not?
It's just that's a bubblegum, you know, cotton candy, dog and pony show.
it's just like just to try and deflect the actual, you know, that 9/11 was just a dodgy, as a made-for-television event, because Simon Schack has shown us that. And, all they want to do in the mainstream is just try and deflect. But they just keep coming up with these crisis actor stuff, like this Brussels thing was just so fucking lame. So fucking lame. Everybody's onto it. I don't know why they keep at it, but there you go. I mean, it's just the system we live in. There you go. I think we've lost him again. He just keeps coming and going. He's a good man, honest. I like what he has to say. And certainly Ab at fakeologist.com. So I might play a tune. So let's play a tune, see if any of this goes to air. Yeah, Anastol, I've queued up Come Out and Play. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, let it roll.
Come Out and Play?
Yeah, is that the Offspring one? I can't remember the name. Is that the one? I don't know.
No, I don't think it's the one that you particularly asked for.
But, it might.
If you throw me through and do some research, throw the link through on the live stream, if you just put the link there, I'll click on it, and bingo, it'll just go straight. It'll go straight to air.
I was trying, but YouTube was not cooperating at all.
No. All you have to do, just find whatever doesn't even have to be Offspring. It can be anything you want. And you've got the link, and you just throw the link through. I can smash it out because I've got everything kind of working pretty much. Here as much as I've got control of things. Here we go. Look, it might be a little bit sort of might hear a bit of feedback now. Here we go. Let's see if we can.
Yeah, but you will notice the great new taste of our finest coffee ever.
See, there's a coffee ad. Can you hear that? And the cafe drive
through. Yep.
Now, can you hear this?
Yeah. That's not the song.
Get me it. Let's listen to it. together.
You gotta keep them separated.
Fakeologist.com. Here we are. Gotta keep it separated. Divine and Conquer, 16th April, 2016.
Separated.
Hey! The man is disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep him separated. Separated.
Hey! Now you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey! Don't pay no mind. You're in your routine. You won't be doing any time. Hey, hey! Come out and play!
Keep a fake, fakeologist. So here we are with. We're living in the 90s at the moment.
Come on and play!
Oh, awesome, awesome. I know I use that word too much. Are you still there, my friend? Unreal?
Yeah. Not unreal.
Uninstalled. Sorry, Unreal is the Frenchman. You're the guy from where are you from?
From Wisconsin, USA.
Wisconsin, yeah, Wisconsin. Yeah, so somewhere, you know, in America. Anyway,
when I get a flight from Santiago to Sydney, I want to come down and have a drink with you.
Sure. Yeah. Like you and Ab and Tommy Dalper and Unreal and maybe Chris Kendall and the Irishman who I love so much, Delcroix. Yeah, for sure. Come down and visit. We'll have a big party, I think.
Wouldn't that be a good fakeologist vacation to fly from Santiago to Sydney and then go
Santiago,
visit Santiago?
Yeah, so Santiago's. Sorry, keep going.
Document it the whole way, because that's the controversial flight, man. That's the flat Earth deal.
Yeah. Are you a flat earther or what?
No, I'm not a flat earther. But you know, I understand.
Do you question?
That,
question?
I think we're of course lied to by NASA and probably lied to about cosmology on a massive scale. But I'm not convinced it's flat. But I know that, you know, I don't hate on people who are, because I know there's a lot of genuine people who are believing that it is. So it's just something I follow, and I find it fascinating, really.
Well, look, I'm hating hating on people that just don't believe the same way you do is just seems to be the divide and conquer method, doesn't it, to me?
Yes, and the shape, you know, this flat earth versus globe, it's been controversial for a long time, so it's something that can be, it's like the flames are being fanned, you know, if you consider flat earth theory as like a fire that died down and there's some hot embers left in the fire pit. Now somebody's blowing on the coals and adding a bunch more fuel, and it's taken off again.
Yeah, well, I hear you 100%. I just don't understand sometimes I don't believe the things that you do or whatever it is, and it causes such consternation. That's why, you know, people like, you know, yourself. I mean, you've been on Chris Kendall's show quite a few times, haven't you? Can I tell you what I like about Chris Kendall?
Yes,
how he develops an argument, like, or not an argument, but a discussion. So he'll take an hour to try and get to a point where he wants to get to say what he wants to say. And the other day, when he got to 9/11 the other day, he really did unleash both barrels of whatever it was. He said, look, he's not allowed to have a knife on a plane anymore. You know, he was talking about PK. It was just a wonderful piece of prose. It was almost like poetry, the way he talks. What do you think?
I agree. And the way he presents is not divisive in itself. Like, you have other presenters who are divisive just by the way they present information, but you know, if anybody's feels divided or put off by what, you know, someone like Chris is saying, that's all on them, because his presentation is very level and even and, you know, reasoned, well reasoned. So, and I find that I agree with him in most cases about a lot of stuff. So yeah, it's really glad his show is out there.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't call it a show. It's a call, he calls it, remember?
Right.
He's very specific about that.
Well, yeah, and I don't necessarily like to only listen to stuff that I agree with, but it's just nice when you find other people who kind of think the same way you do. You feel a little less maybe crazy or isolated.
Lonely. Yeah, isolated, lonely. Exactly. Good on you. I mean, that's fantastic. I need to go and grab a. Have you got some time? Like, I can hang around for a little while. I'll put another song on, one of my favorite songs, and will you hang around for a little bit?
Yeah, I've got time. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, I know it's a mainstream sort of song, but here we go. I'll stay out too late. Fakeologist.com, and here we are with Uninstalled Media and Taylor Swift. Fakeologist.com. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like
cruising, can't stop, won't stop.
quit hating. Quit faking.
Dirty, dirty cheats of the world. You could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, I'm just gonna shake. And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, won't you come on over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake. Yeah.
When it comes to YouTube, 1-4-1-9-3-5-2-5-9-0. What the hell is that number? It is just so big. There, Taylor Swift is just like the biggest thing. And in Australia, and if you're still there, Anastol, I'm just gonna just get on my soapbox for a second. In Australia, what happened is that we have a Hottest 100 where people can vote for songs on Triple J or Double J, or it used to be called Double J, Triple J, which is not a community station, but it's sort of like big sort of, you know, university, you know, sort of undergraduate type stuff. And they didn't allow that song. They did not allow that song to be in the Hottest 100. And how undemocratic is that? How undemocratic is that?
That's
that
weird.
That song had every right to be in the Hottest 100. It's a song. It was out there. It was that year. But nah, Triple J just wanted to say, nah, it's just too fucking popular. Because they knew it was going to win. They knew it
right,
was going to win.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those songs that was everywhere, so they decided to take a stand and say, nope, not playing it.
Yeah, because we're alternative or something like that. Look, it's just, it's a great song. It's a great song in my opinion, my humble opinion. Okay, what do you think of Taylor Swift? I mean, she's a pretty girl, and yeah, it's produced, overproduced up the arse, yeah.
Well, it's the pop star thing, and they... Yeah. I'm not going to say that, you know, no Taylor Swift song has ever stuck in my head, because they have. Does that mean I like it? Not really, but it's just the way that music is crafted, you know, it's for mass appeal, and it works. It works. Yeah. And I've seen her on TV playing a fiddle. You know, I don't know if she was like lip syncing, fiddle syncing, playing the fiddle,
right,
or whatever,
yeah.
But she may have some talent. I don't know, but
well, she's pretty. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's pretty.
Well, you know, she did a track with B.O.B. actually. Do you know that?
Right. No.
They had a smash hit a couple summers ago. Taylor Swift,
okay,
and B.O.B.
Throw the link through, and I'll play it for you, man.
Well, I did already drop a link in the chat.
Oh,
which is
let me
unrelated.
Sorry, I've been a bit of a.
In the TeamSpeak,
in the TeamSpeak, let me just.
That's
sorry.
Unrelated.
Yeah, keep going.
That's unrelated to Taylor Swift, but yeah, sure. I mean, I could try to find the B.O.B. track.
No, you're right. Oh, thank you for that. I don't know what this is, but I'm sure sure it's relevant to Fate. Black Ceiling Set Me Free.
Right.
That sounds awesome already. Yeah, I can hear it now. What is that? BLVCK Ceiling.
It's not coming what? Through.
I'm not playing it. I can hear it my end. I'm just listening to it. Explain to me what that first BLVCK. What is that word?
I believe it's black, but it's one of those artsy things where they use a V for the A because
Here we go. Look, here we are with Uninstall Media on fakeologist.com. And it sounds awesome to me. You can hear it now, can you? Sounds good to me.
Crank it up.
It hasn't outstayed its welcome. Doofy Doofus. Classic. Doofy Doofus. Published January 5th, 2014, and Black Ceiling Set Me Free. I enjoyed it. I mean, it just sounded like I'm not huge. I love when I do some serious now, let me just be careful with what I say here. When I do some serious drugs, like some nice drugs, That sort of trancey sort of music really, really helps music because everything's on delay, yeah. Even in your own mind.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, fine.
That's what I was going to say is I'm not exactly sure what kind of drugs go with that music, but it's definitely something.
Yeah, that's right. And with the trancey stuff, it's the drugs where you put your hand, say, in front of your face, and then you move it. It's sort of LSD type drug where your hand is still, like, you've moved it, and it's still there in your own mind. Yeah, we're on fakeologist.com, so we're not. But that was a lovely tune. Thank you, man.
yeah, I don't know what you asked me for my favorite, and that's popped into my head.
All I want is the truth, or just your honest. You know, you gave me an Offspring song. We played "Come Out and Play." I don't know if that was the one that you're actually thinking of.
It wasn't, but that's fine. We don't have to go.
Yeah, no. But
that was good enough. That was the other.
I'd love to hear the Offspring song that you really want to hear right now. I want to hear it.
It's the one. It's like track 4 or 7. It starts out with la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la. I know it. I can hear it in my own mind. It's in there.
Maybe that's all we need. Maybe that's all we need.
To find it, yeah. Have you Have you put something else?
That's the Taylor Swift song. That's the Taylor Swift. But we don't have to go to that right away if you don't want to.
No. That's all right. I mean, we're talking about here we are on fakeologist.com at the behest of our good friend Tim up there in Canada, and I'm looking at the news here now, so I'm looking at some shaky footage. I'm watching CNN. Hang on here. I don't know what something's going on. There must have been an earthquake or something, is there? Sorry, here. I'm just watching CNN. No, I'm not. No, I'm watching Sky actually. Put CNN on, see what they're up to. Always funny what CNN usually. Okay, so they always have a big. There's been an earthquake in Japan, 7.0. No reported deaths. There you go. You still there, my friend?
Yeah, sorry, just looking at YouTube. An earthquake in Japan. I did not see that. Is that today?
Well, that's what CNN's got going here live. Yep. Yeah, no reported deaths. So they've got all sorts of footage here, like I don't know where they're getting this footage from, but there you go. It's a footage of nothing, actually. Usual CNN will just try and make something out of anything. Do you watch the Chicken Noodle Network?
The only from YouTube anymore. I don't turn on TV sets.
Right. I still have it on here. So in the treehouse, yeah. They're 7. Looking at it. Some sort of, I don't know. It's some
7.0
sort of
is a pretty massive earthquake. 7.0.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Remember when they firebombed Japan, when they said it was a nuclear weapon, they firebombed Japan because they knew the place would burn. And they burnt the place. There was no nuclear. Are you into nuclear weapons or?
Oh, I'm way into them. I love nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but do you think they exist and the fallout that comes afterwards?
Well, no, I mean. I don't really think so, man. I think it's more likely that they're propaganda.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. You know it.
It's CNN.
The thing
sorry,
that when
CNN
I was growing
late.
Up.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say quick, when I was growing up, because I'm younger, you have seniority, so you can go after me for longer. But when I was growing up, we always, I remember my dad telling me, like, when they dropped those bombs, people's shadows got burned into the sidewalk and the bridges and shit, and like all the shadows. And I remember seeing the pictures and stuff on the History Channel or whatever. And that's like a fantastical science fiction super weapon, like somebody's outline of dust being burned into the concrete. Why is it just the outline of the dust that's so perfect? And there's no other, like, blemishes and shit and, like, other burn marks in the concrete, you know? It just, it seems real easy to fake that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, my friend. I watched, what did I watch the other day? Think Terminator 2, the second one? Remember, did you ever watch the Terminator, the movie?
Oh,
the Terminator?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and the second one where they have Sarah Connor, like, with the children on the other side of the fence, and she gets, you know, wasted by the, there was a film. I mean, you're obviously a lot younger than I am. It was a film called The Day After. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
yeah,
film?
Yeah, I do remember that. And actually, I remember seeing that on television, on cable TV, when I was pretty young. And I remember they had the, like, a city getting destroyed by a nuke, right?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that and being really deeply affected by it. Like, holy shit, that's an American city getting nuked. So I distinctly remember that, yeah.
It was Kansas, I think it was. I can't remember the Jason Robards or whatever his name was. And Joe Beth, someone, oh, God, it was years ago, 1983. I have a memory that I can remember that sort of stuff. But I remember those sort of mushroom sort of clouds. And it was just propaganda. That movie was just pure. It's just to get every American to have a basement and do preppers. Become preppers.
Right, because of the Ruskies. The Ruskies are going to get it.
That's right. They're going to drop bombs. What do they call it? The intercontinental ballistic missiles that are going to come in. They've been doing that shit for years.
You know, it would be funny.
And at least we've got a time and a period where we now can just laugh at it. It's just ridiculous. It is ridiculous, the whole idea of nukes and that. But that, they're not going to let go, though. The whole idea of, like, Dr. Judy Wood. Oh, yeah. They brought him down with, like, mini nukes or something. The towers. 9/11. She won't, whoever she is, some sort of comic. He's a comedian. Anyway, do you want to hear about the both of us?
Sorry, check the chat and the latest link that I dropped.
I've already queued up the both of us by, can I play this? And I just got to go and grab another drink.
Yeah, man.
Will you hang on?
Just do two in a row. Two in a row, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, look, let me just, I really do... need to go and go and enjoy myself. I've done the wrong thing. Here we go.
Do the link. Do the link after. Do the link after.
Yeah, I'll play that one afterwards. Okay. Here we go. Fakeologist.com. Here I am with my best friend.
I wish I was strong.
Really good time, and so am I. Fakeologist.com. Thank you, mate.
Someday I will be strong enough to lift not one, but both of us.
Ever thought about losing it? When your money's all gone and you lose your whip, you might lose your grip. When the landlord tell you that you do for rent and the grass so green on the other side, make a nigga wanna run straight through the fence. Open up the fridge by 20 times, but still can't find no food in it. That's foolishness. And sometimes I wonder why we care so much about the way we look and the way we talk and the way we act and the clothes we bought. How much that costs? Does it even really matter? Cause if life is an uphill battle, we all trying to climb with the same old ladder in the same boat with the same old paddle. Why so shallow? I'm just asking, what's the pattern to the madness? Everybody in the number one traffic. Most of us ain't Hollywood actors. But if it's all for one and one for all, then maybe one day we all could ball. Do it one time for the underdog. Sincerely yours, one of y'all.
I wish I was strong enough to lift not one, but both of us.
pain. I can feel your struggle. You just wanna live, but everything's so low that you could drown in the puddle. That's why I gotta hold us up. Yeah, hold us up. For all the times no one ever spoke for us. So every single time that they play this song, you can say that that's what Bobby Ray wrote for us. When the tides get too high and the sea up underneath gets so deep, and you feel like you're just another person getting lost in the crowd where you're pie in the nosebleed. Because we both been there, yeah, both of us. But we still stand tall with our shoulders up. And even though we always against the odds, these are the things that have molded us. And if life hadn't chosen us, sometimes I wonder where I would have wound up. Cause if it was up to me, I'd make a new blueprint, then build it from the ground up. Hey, but if it's all for one and one for all, then maybe one day we all could ball. Do it one time for the underdogs, from Bobby Ray to all of y'all.
Rollo Radio on fakeologist.com. That was a wonderful B.O.B. Both of us, Taylor Swift. It's a mix. It's a lovely mix and suggested by our good friend down there at, or up there, or if you believe it, it's down there or up there or whatever. Uninstall media.
If you're still down there, my under. Friend,
that was fantastic. Thank you for that.
If you're down under, does that mean I'm up over? If I'm, am I up over?
Up over. Sorry.
But
over
that
the top.
B.O.B., I mean, that was the most famous flat earther with the most famous pop star doing a track together. So how about that shit?
I've got it in my treehouse, and I had that full. My wife was so upset because it was like going at the top. Decibels. I don't know how many decibels I had it at, but I had it to 11. You know, when you turn the thing up and it goes to 11. You remember that film?
Yeah, there's that point past 11 where it just annoys the woman in the house, right?
My wife, yeah, it annoys the crap out of her and the dog as well. We're going to have a great day today. It's beautiful weather here today. I don't want to talk about the weather, but you sent another link. So there's another link now. So what's this one all about? The next
this
one?
This is some nuclear propaganda, some vintage United States nuclear propaganda. I'm sure many of you will recognize, but it's worth a review and probably good for a couple chuckles. The duck and cover campaign.
Oh yes,
duck and cover. When you see that flash,
Bert the turtle, 1951. Bert the turtle, 1951. Oh my goodness! Can you believe that we actually we fell for it?
Yeah, I mean, it affected my parents for sure. They were of that. They were kids when all this was happening, and they lived with it their whole lives, and impressed it upon me, this fear.
That's right. We need to have sort of Nazi shelters or whatever it is, the sort of bomb shelters and whatnot. Okay. Let's you can talk through it. Talk.
Dum dum, diddle dum dum, diddle dum dum, diddle dum dum.
Talk through it.
There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle
I'm
was
not actually
very
watching
alert.
It.
When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He's duck and cover. Duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover. This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association. Produced by Archer Productions, Incorporated. Hey, Bert, Come on out and meet all these nice people. Please? Oh, all right. We really can't blame you. You see, Bert is a very, very careful fellow. When there's danger, this is the way he keeps from being hurt. Sometimes it even saves his life. That's why these children are practicing to duck and cover just...
There we go. Duck and cover. That's just absolute classic. I mean,
Archer. Archer Productions, yeah. You must...
No, no, it's good. That's good. I forget some of these things sometimes, but here we are on fakeologist.com. I'm here with a lovely fellow, Uninstalled Media, who you can hear him over there sometimes over at Chris's channel at hoaxbusters.blogspot.com. And yeah, you're a champion, my friend. Duck and cover, absolute classic. Yeah, it's fear porn. Yeah, right up our asses.
Absolutely.
Yep. What the hell's going on here? We've I think we've lost again. Maybe we'll play another tune. No, I've got another hour. Another hour before I have to bugger off. He seems like mood in keen to chat, and so am I. I'm in a good mood. That Black Ceiling Set Me Free was just fantastic. Yeah. But here we are on Fakeologist. I'll just pause and I'll cue up another track. It's I'm watching 7.0 magnitude earthquake. They're trying to. It might be true. Why not? Earthquakes happen. We had one here in Newcastle. If you look it up. It was 27th of December 1989. I was in Sydney and I felt it there. I was working in Sydney at the time, and I went, that feels funny. And, Newcastle had a big, people died. People died that day. Newcastle, I think we got an assault. Are you back there, my friend?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting fucked around here by the gods of the internet.
Yeah, me too. It happens all the time. Don't worry about it. Look, I was just saying that we had an earthquake down here in
really?
Newcastle, in 1989 on the 26th or 27th. Of December, just between Christmas and New Year, and people died here. It was a real earthquake, the earth. And the whole Newcastle Workers Club fell down, and like 9 people died in that event, and people died on Hamilton Street. So shit does happen, but. It just doesn't happen every day. So, you don't need to have a news channel every day. You know what I'm saying? Because for the most part, nothing's going on. What are they doing here? Are you watching CNN right now? Liverpool remembers Hillsborough victims. Are you watching? Like, 96 died.
I'm not watching CNN at the moment.
Yeah, put CNN on right now. Like, 96 died at Nottingham Forest match in Sheffield.
Wait, what?
They're all looking solemn. Yeah, they fucked up. Tommy Dalper is, I think, into this one. Big time.
You're talking about something in England now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Sheffield.
What, was there a mass murder?
I know. It was a, I think it was a fuck up. They let too many people into, a stadium. My thoughts are with the families. They'll never be forgotten. Rafael Benitez, Newcastle United manager. And that's why everyone in the football world should remember 96. They'll never be forgotten. I know. I think they fucked up 96. I thought it was 88 or 87. They must have done something else. What they do in England sometimes is, what they did one time is like they let too many people in the stadium. They crushed one another.
Oh, right.
So they basically, yeah, there was just too many people trying to fit into too little space.
You know, that's something I just don't understand, like, crowd psychology like that. Because if I found myself in a position where I felt like I was going to be crushed by a crowd, I would be getting the hell out of there as soon as possible. So, like, what is it that important for some people to see a sporting event that they will...
Yes, it is, my friend.
That's just crazy, man. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you, like, when you went and saw what was the biggest band that you ever saw on stage and with the biggest crowd around you?
I've been, you know, some crowds, probably Nine Inch Nails in a big arena.
Yeah, oh, they're a great band. They're a great band. What's your favorite Nine Inch Nails song?
Oh, shit. You're going to... I actually, you know, I don't really support that kind of thing anymore. Like, mainstream music, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not
really...
They
are certainly mainstream, but you're right there.
You know, Trent Reznor, I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
He's been on the inside of something for quite a long time. So, you know, I mean, I think that album, The Downward Spiral, was kind of his confessional, like... Here I am. I sold my soul. We sold our soul.
I knew what you were going to say before you said it. Yeah.
Here we are.
I sold my soul. Yeah.
The Downward Spiral, that album. And, you know, artists like Marilyn Manson, they were connected together, and they had a very heavy occultic image to their music. So Nine Inch Nails, best song, that one... Closer, is that the one, or else the one that's Hey Pig? Those ones.
Yeah, but, look, it's been. I was never huge into them, but I just Nine Inch Nails, because of the nails that were hammered into Jesus's apparently hands that sort of, you know, got him stuck to a tree. If you're into Jesus,
right? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm not into it. You know, if the music sounds good enough to me, I'll listen to it, and I'll listen to it loud, and that's why I think my hearing is basically shot to shit. Actually,
when you're a teenager, in America in the 90s. And you're dissatisfied somewhat with the status quo, Nine Inch Nails is there for you. Nine Inch Nails is your friend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's entirely by design, I will add. That's entirely by design.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I can hear how good... I forgot how awesome this is. You mind if I play a little bit of it?
Let her rip.
You let me violate you. PlayCollegist.com. Here we are with Uninstall Media, having a great time. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Oh. Keep going, brother, if you're still there. Talk over it.
He says, I've got no soul to sell.
I want to fuck you like an animal.
Bestiality. Just a little bestiality for you. Little good old American bestiality.
Because it's a guy.
You can't have my hate that it brings.
insects that I can smell.
I think Trent Reznor is actually a pretty talented composer.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Hey, awesome. He's awesome. Shall I keep playing?
Yeah, I've had enough, but
I'm enjoying it. It's called Director's Cut.
This is Closer, right? And you know, Johnny Cash covered one of his songs on his last album.
Go again? Go again?
Johnny Cash on his last album, or his cover album, he covered one of the Nine Inch Nails songs.
Oh, send the link through. I'd love to hear
Johnny Cash, yeah.
Nine Inch Nails. That'd be hilarious. Before he died, because he died years ago, right?
A few years ago, yeah, now. I can't believe you haven't heard of that.
I like Johnny Cash, yeah. My favorite Johnny Cash song is Ring of Fire. Do you remember that tune?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in a burning ring of fire. Da, 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 da. Classic tune. Johnny Cash covering a Nine Inch Nails tune, it would be hilarious. I'd love to hear that on fakeologist.com. Here we are with
Unreal
Media.
There it is. It's in the chat.
Okay, so you want me to play that? Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay. Johnny Cash covering Nine Inch Nails. This is going to be an absolute classic. Johnny Cash hurt. Yeah? All right. Okay, look, I'm usually a bit of a, like to actually listen before I play, but let's go. Why not? Here we go. Fakeologist.com. Johnny Cash hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
You stay the hell away from me, you hear?
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else.
I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the year. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Psychologist.com. That is just like some of the best stuff. That's now Roberto Leopoldino. I don't know the website, but the link came through from my good friend there at Uninstall. Man, I really do like Johnny Cash.
That was
the video clip too. So I suggest everybody. If you can throw that link into the chat tango or whatever it is on Fakeologist, yeah, because yeah, it was a great clip too. It's actually quite moving. Yep,
I'll put it in at fakeologist.chattango. But I was going to ask you, Rollo, if you heard that song, and if the name Johnny Cash had no significance in your mind, right? Like if you didn't know that he was a famous singer. If you just heard that song, what would you think about it?
The trouble is that I've got so much baggage with Johnny Cash. Is like, I know that he was a heroin addict and had a lovely woman who saved him from his habit. Yeah.
Well, that's what that song is about. That song.
Yeah.
Is about,
yeah, so. I know it. I know it too. Yeah. Because you're younger than me. I've been around longer. I understand that she saved him. And it's hard to give up when you're a junkie. He was a junkie. He lost his brother or something. Or remember when he was really young?
And
fucked him up. Yeah. So. But that's no excuse for becoming a heroin addict. But there you go. A lot of musos are, and I don't look down on them at all. I don't look down on anyone, whether they're a junkie or not. I mean, you just know that they will say or do anything to get the just one fix. You know, just one more fix.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a junkie?
No. Thankfully, no. But I haven't known any really except for one, and
You're talking to one now.
All right. Well, make that two, and I'm glad you know you're recovered, Rollo. That's good on you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to get over. It's like smoking. It's almost the same.
Nicotine, yeah, I know about nicotine.
Can I play a song for myself? Just for me. Are you going to hang around for a little while longer?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be here.
Okay, here we go. This is just for me, and just one fix. I mean, Fakeologist.com. Fakeologist.com.
Dot com.
Just one fix. I mean, fakeologist.com. If you've ever been on cocaine or you know, stuck on or like even alcohol or whatever, it is a tricky business. Smoking, I think, is the worst fucking thing that you ever want to get addicted to. Smoking. I mean, I smoked like myself to death. I don't know, 20 years, I smoked, 50 a day. I was a chain smoker. I would just one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then one day I just went, I'm not doing it anymore. And, because, like, to smoke cigarettes now in Australia, like, it's almost like $30 or $40 a packet. It's something holy idiotic. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. You still there, my friend?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still. Yeah. Yeah. To smoke here in Australia now, the last time I checked, it's something like $25 or something for a packet of 25. It's like a dollar a cigarette or something.
Wow.
Yeah. What's a cigarette cost you in America? Do you smoke?
The cheapest you'll find them is probably $6 or $7 a pack. Cheaper. They're cheaper on Indian reservations.
Okay.
And I do indulge in.
Do you smoke yourself? Do you smoke cigarettes?
I smoke organic tobacco with no additives. It's additive free tobacco. Every now and then, I don't. Yeah, so it's not like, you know, I don't do a pack a day or anything like that, but. Having been you know, working outside with working class people my whole life, smoking is something I picked up, and the adults in my life did it when I was a kid, so I was exposed to it, and it was normalized for me, so I've done it. I've quit, you know, cold turkey, and then gone back to it, and then quit, and like you said, cold turkey is really the way to go. You know, stay if anyone out there is thinking about quitting, don't even bother with lozenges or patches or any of that shit. Just do it of your own volition. Cold turkey, you can do it.
Yeah, make a bit of a war of it or something. And the thing with cigarettes, and this is the malicious part, is that they've mixed ammonia. They wash the tobacco with ammonia, and that's what makes you so addicted. It's a disgusting practice that they started in the early 70s. And ammonia is you just cannot. It's almost like when you shoot up heroin into your arms. I mean, the pain. Keep going. Go.
I was just going to say tobacco has been bastardized the exact same way that the coca plant has, right? You have a natural plant.
Oh, chocolate. Are you talking about chocolate?
No, cocaine, like the coca.
You
have a plant that produces a gigantic leaf, which has medicinal other properties. But what these industries have done is transformed it into a product that is entirely different from what grows out of the ground. It's covered in all kinds of chemical additives and bullshit. So, like, natural tobacco, you can grow it yourself. And, you know, it has beautiful flowers. It's a wonderful plant. And if you smoke some of those dried leaves, it is nothing like any cigarette you've ever tasted.
A bit. Yeah. Like I'm looking forward to the day that I actually smoke one of them. I would smoke that without batting an eyelid.
I bet tobacco would grow like crazy in Australia.
Sure.
It likes
the trouble
warm
is
weather.
The trouble is the powers that be have just said this is mine, this is ours. And we're gonna, and because now they're gonna legalize pot or something, they're gonna fuck pot up as well, just the same way, don't you think?
Oh yeah, is it legal down where you are at all? Do they have any?
Well,
medical?
It isn't, but I can get it. I can get it. I mean,
oh
really
yeah,
good
I
stuff.
Mean,
yeah,
with the amount of dude, with the amount of land and the amount of people in Australia. There's a big unbalance there, so I'm sure there's a lot of weed being grown out there, right?
Yeah, but they make it out to be this, like, wicked thing, and it's nothing wicked about it. I mean, Tom Dalper is, like, one of the best fakeologists I know, and he loves a whiff, and so do I, too. I mean, it takes you to somewhere else. Why not? If you really get the good stuff, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's another one of those things. You can grow it yourself. You don't have to rely
on exactly.
Black.
It's a plant. It's a right. plant. It's a plant. It's a plant. How is that illegal? How? There's no sense in that being illegal. It's a fucking plant, for fuck's sake. This is the world that we're living in is so fucking topsy-turvy on its head.
Or like a mushroom, man. Like you yes. take something that grows out of a pile of shit, a pile of cow shit, and you're gonna call that illegal. You know, you can't have that, even though it's grown out of a turd. You can't have it.
Nope. Because it makes you feel good, it makes you feel alive, and it makes you a creative. A lot of people, creativity came from. Drugs. I think we were just playing. What's his name before? And he was a heroin addict, Johnny Cash. And same with Ray, the blind guy, beautiful pianist.
Ray Charles
died a few. Ray forgotten his name.
Charles? Charles?
Yeah. Yep. Who died recently, too. Well, not recently, but a few years back. And
Wait a second, though. Wasn't he one of those, or was it Stevie Wonder? Was he really blind? Or
well, that's Kaham. I think he was legally blind. I think it's called Legally Blind or something. It's called where you can sort of see but not. That means you can't drive a car, but
Where they came up with Legally Blonde. That's how they came up with that.
That could be, yeah. Kaham had I mean, seriously, he caught the mic on Kaham's video. He caught the mic. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So
yeah, I wasn't being entirely serious when I said that. I just fucking around. But
no, you're right. You know, you fuck around. I mean, this is fakeologist.com. Here I am with Uninstall Media, and here we are on the, what is it? What is it today?
15.
We're just having a good time. 16th of April, 2016. Yeah.
You're in the future.
Yeah, we're having a good time, man.
I'm in the past, and you are in the future. I'm in the past over here, up over,
yeah,
and you're
right.
In the future.
That's the way it works. Yep.
Crazy.
That way, I mean, look, don't get me into the bloody flat earth discussion. No.
We're not going there. We don't.
Right.
That's enough of that. Enough of that.
But yeah, I am in the future. But time is an abstract concept. You understand that.
Well, having eaten a couple of mushrooms here and there, yeah, I understand that.
Chomp, 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 chomp. I want one right now, but I don't have one. Shrooms. But I don't think we should talk about that on fakeologist.com. Let's talk about something a little less controversial.
Less controversial than media fakery? Boy, that's...
good point. Good point. I'm still watching CNN here, and yeah, they're really this earthquake is like seems to be taking over everything. Let's have a look at Fox, see what Fox is doing. Do you remember the War of the Worlds on radio?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You remember that? And they went to, why didn't you just change the channel? Some people shut up some sort of water tower or something. Oh, there's Bernie.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Here you go. Yeah. Oh, shit. There's something wrong here. From fakeologist.com. I think we just lost our old friend. Something's playing up with his internet. It's just messed up. Look at Bernie and Hillary going at it here. I seriously don't believe in just hideous. Is George Clooney what is he $350,000 for two seats? All right, to go and watch Hillary Clinton for chit chat. I don't know.
All right,
so I think he's back. you're right. I know you're having internet. You're having internet issues.
Here's the thing: I can't open my browser to look for anything, so you're going to have to do the navigating.
I can do it. Yeah. Just throw me the links, and I'll do it. Whatever you need me to do, and I'll read whatever you want me to read. I'm pretty good like that. I'm just watching Hillary Clinton going against Bernie. I don't know. It all looks like a farce to me. A farce.
It's a farce only begins to describe it. And I think actually what might be happening is that the Republicans are throwing the election. If I'm just gonna put on my commentator hat for a second.
Yeah.
I think the Republicans are intentionally throwing it because they won't support Trump. Trump seems to be popular amongst Republicans, but the party won't support him. And the party's going for Cruz, and Cruz
is a nightmare.
Nobody gives a fuck about Cruz. Nobody gives a fuck about any of these people. But
Jeb Bush. What the hell happened to Jeb Bush? Like Ab said, he just he's He just failed. Because he's got his last name Bush, he's got no personality whatsoever. He's
no,
pathetic.
And, well, I think what they're doing, the Republicans are throwing it so that Hillary can waltz in. And
yeah.
Ultimately, I think it's going to be the vice presidents who are the most important in the next term, whoever they are. And nobody's talking about, nobody even has vice presidential picks yet. So that, I think, is interesting. And
Where's Sarah Palin? I think she should be vice president. She's
Hillary Palin? Clinton Palin? That would be fucking amazing, man. Holy shit. Yeah, that would be... Wow.
Oh, everybody loves Sarah
the
Palin.
Dynamic giant duo.
Ooh, baby! She was hot. Because she looked kind of pretty. She was kind of pretty. She could not string two words together. She was fucking hopeless, Sarah Palin was. I can't believe she even got close to where she got. She must have been connected.
Well, she's a reality star, reality TV star, and so is Donald
Trump.
Is
that what it was?
It's like people forgot that Donald Trump had a reality TV show. Yeah. Did everyone forget that? Like, he's not a fucking real person. He's an actor. I don't...
What was it called? It was called the...
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, that's right. And he would march you off. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like,
and,
you're
and
fired.
He has been, like, bankrupt, like, four times or something. So he's left right. People in the lurch. Four times bankrupt, but people that have given him money, if you believe into the fiat currency system, he's not a good guy.
No, and when I hear alternative media people start saying, you know, Donald Trump has some good points about immigration and pulling yourself up by the bootstraps and making America, get the fuck out of here. That is bullshit. Nobody. In America, honestly believes that Donald Trump is not part of the establishment. So anyone who does is living in a fantasy world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's the scum of scum. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, she is like, it's the worst. I mean, it's the way, I mean, you're going to pick a new, I mean, the system we've got. Yeah, you gotta go for the less scummiest of scum. And I think, Donald Trump, at least, you know, if he gets it, it's gonna be a laugh. What the hell is gonna go on
when Trump's president? That's what my friends are saying. They're saying, you know what? If someone put a gun to my head, I'd vote for Bernie or Hillary just so we don't have Trump. But you know what? Why the hell not Trump? Because it would be hilarious. It would just be funny, right? So that is where we're at, dude. The whole thing is collapsing. The curtain has been dropped. Everyone can see backstage. It's all a joke. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you, man. Oh, man, that's awesome. I love that sense of... ridiculous this whole idea. I mean, of government and these people that we live in a world where everything's automated now, pretty much. And there are too many people, and there's not enough work to do. Too many people, not enough. Back in the 60s, 70s, or maybe the 50s, wasn't the same. It was like when you left college or whatever it wasn't whether you'd get a job. It was just like, which job do you take? It was a fantastic time. But now, they're making up all these jobs like this climate change or whatever it's called, global warming thing. And then we've got all these environmental scientists that are saying that the world's being changed. No. It's just because we have too many people and not enough jobs for them to actually do, because it's all being automated. You still there, my friend?
Yeah. Well, and they're pushing liberal arts education instead of practical science, technology, engineering, and math education. Sure. So a lot of people who are, you know, sensitive artistic types will go for the liberal arts degree, and they'll just become they'll become a talking head who's completely filled with all the propaganda from culture creators and intelligence agencies and all that. Whereas, you know, if you go into science, technology, engineering fields, you'll be funneled into the same system, but at least you'll have some practical knowledge that you could apply to your own pursuits. Like, say you want to research free energy devices, you would have a practical foundation to build on. So if I had gone to college, which I never did, I would probably pursue engineering.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't, because you sound like you got a, you know, a sensible head on your shoulders. Nikola Tesla, you know, I don't know anything about free energy, but I know that here in Australia, the energy, I mean, they charge an exorbitant amount, and it basically should be free. It should be free, but no, it's like water. We have to pay for water here. Water.
Yeah.
Do
you live in a city or a suburb, or where? What's it like?
Yeah, in Newcastle. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a city. Yeah. So I mean, it's like, you know, out in the country in America, people can drill their own wells. Most places have enough groundwater, you can drill a well and find water. Like the energy, it's the centralization.
Well, when they start fracking, they're doing the fracking thing now where they're pumping chemicals down and messing with people's wells.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? What's it called?
Hydraulic fracturing.
Fracturing the to get the what's it called? Natural gas or something they call it. Natural gas. Which, what a wonderful name. Natural gas.
Right.
There's nothing natural about it.
You know, if they want to farm natural gas, they should figure out how to convert all the hot air coming from the television into fucking energy.
Right. Amen, brother. Amen.
But, you know, where I live, actually, in Wisconsin, there's a lot of mines that mine sand for the frack process. And they need the sand to create the slurry that they blast through the rock at high pressure. The sand is part of it. And so actually here in Wisconsin, they mine a lot of the sand because we have very fine ancient sand from ancient oceans and rivers all over our state. So we have some pretty good frack sand. So that's an issue here locally that people
frack
are dealing
sand.
With.
Frack sand sounds awesome. All right, I think I've got to go.
Sounds good.
Am I allowed to stay longer? No, my wife. Am I allowed to stay longer? Can I continue chatting along? Yep. All right. Sorry, I'm allowed to stay. But I had to go out. Frack sand. The whole fracking thing seems. Is it a psyop? I don't know. It just sounds psyopy to me. But these poor people. It looked real to me where they could light their goddamn water on fire.
I think the PSYOP is whenever there's an environmental crisis, the industries always create a controlled opposition, like a pressure release valve. So if there's any PSYOPs, that's where it is. But the extraction and the mining is definitely happening, and the poisoning, like the injection into the environment of all these slurries and chemical sludges, that's real. I'm pretty convinced.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, well, it looks real to me. But the guy's name was Fox, the guy that produced, what was it called? I forget the name of the film. Something Land. Something Land. With the frack movie.
Gasland, maybe?
Gasland, that's right. Yeah, and he had the sort of the thing behind him. And there he is with his sort of thing on his face. What's it called? A sort of gas mask or whatever it is. I don't know. That sort of stuff pisses me off because you know, it's just it's fear porn, isn't it? Of the highest order. Fear
and that's a problem that I have with people who make documentaries like exposing, you know, this and that issue. There's this whole genre of documentaries like that, you know what I mean? And a lot of the filmmakers rely on the same tactics that the mainstream media uses to get you in this fear porn, like with the dramatic music and the emotional kind of editing and all this stuff. It's like the documentary makers use the same fucking tactics that we're supposed to be, you know, exposing, right?
Yeah, I've watched plenty of documentaries. I mean, the sort of 9/11 one was a classic, wasn't it? What was his Luke Radowski or the one
Loose Change?
The one that woke everyone up was called
Loose Change.
Okay, so Loose Change. Right. Okay. So they exposed. Maybe the towers were brought down by controlled demolition, which is where Alex Jones and all those types. I can't stand Luke Radowski. I can't stand any of those cunts.
Yeah.
Because they're playing into, I don't know what it is, but whereas Simon Shack, I mean, you watch Simon Shack's wonderful film, September Clues, right?
Yeah.
And where Simon just went, look at these planes. There are no planes. The towers are a fiction. They were there, I'm sure. I've watched plenty of films in New York pre-2001, and there they are. They're sticking out like two fucking... eyesores. Down they came on that day. And now what bloody Chris Kendall said the loveliest things the other day when he just said, it's the best goddamn thing ever happened to America. It gave so many people more jobs, more work to do. You know, so you had the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA, all that sort of shit. Yeah, good on him. Chris Kendall. He's a great guy. I love what he has to say.
That is a good point. Yep.
Okay.
A lot of job creation.
Yep. Because all the real jobs have all been shipped to China. All those CEOs that are being paid millions or billions or whatever it is, the fiat currency. Yeah. It's shipped all the jobs to China because they're the slaves.
Oh yeah, like they were, like Chris and John were talking about the aerospace industry. You know, I think a lot of that's gone now. A lot of that's been shipped overseas. So that was, an industrial peak. The U.S. reached an industrial peak of manufacturing and we're on the downhill side of that peak now.
Who wants to live in Detroit? What's going on there? It's just, sort of an empty town. It's like,
you know, who wants to live in Detroit is people who are fairly poor but still have a little bit of money, and like punks, people who ride trains, weird people like that. They want to live in Detroit,
right? Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs when here in Australia. I mean, you love it. Down here, I don't mean to say down here as in that we live in a ball or over there.
How about over there?
Over there. Yeah. Well, you like I've spoken to you plenty of times before. You seem like a nice guy to me, and if you ever came over here, it's the same with Ab and same with Tommy and all the other fakeologists, too many to mention. You're more than welcome. Out here in my house, and we'd have a good time. My dog's barking. What the hell's my dog barking for? No, it's just too much fun. So hopefully all this goes to air. Look, give me a song to play out on. I should go. I've got to go somewhere else.
I don't have any other songs.
You don't have another one?
Nope.
Not another one? Well, how about if I play New World Order by Ministry.
All right.
Yeah? Did you enjoy my chat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. It's good talking to you. I had fun.
Well, hopefully it'll all go to air. So I'll play New World Order.
And when I fly to Sydney from Santiago, I'm going to bring my gyroscope. And I'm going to take copious notes. I'm going to have a compass, and it'll be flipping amazing. So yeah, I look forward to it.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome too. And where is this New World Order? I don't want the documentary. Anyway, it's lovely to talk to you. Okay, over and out, my friend. So we're fakeologist.com. So here we are with he's a lovely fellow. He's called Uninstall Media. We had such a good time tonight, and I'm going to go out with that president. I think he goes, we're going to have this new world order, when we have this new world order, we're going to have as if this motherfucker, not Prescott Bush. Prescott was the father, and George W. Bush was this fucking silly ass cunt. Oh God, he was a clown. How the fuck did we have that guy supposedly running the world? George W. Bush, Mr. Clown Boy. Can I find it? Where is it? New World Order. I don't know. I'm going to have to just.
You're talking about HW.
Yeah, you're still there, my friend. Yep. No, I was just looking for the New World Order song by Ministry. I'm just frigging around here. You can keep talking if you want to. I don't mind.
Well, you're just saying, I guess, it was George H.W. Bush was the one who mentioned the New World Order in 1991, was it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
The New World Order, Prescott was the grandfather who allegedly helped fund the Nazis, and, yeah. What a can of worms that one.
Are you keen to keep going a little longer? Like...
Your dog's got to go take a shit or whatever, but
I've got nowhere else to go, and it's up to Ab. Ab will play 5-hour videos.
Oh, he's done it before, man.
You've
been on for 5+ hours playing music. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Ab's one of these people where if he trusts you, he trusts you. Why wouldn't he trust you? I mean, when it comes to being online,
operator.
Yeah, trust. It's a matter of trust. Okay, so look, I'm keen to keep going on massive.
Well, here's the thing about me. I don't activate as a troll until about 4 hours in. So if we get to the 4-hour mark, I'm going to start telling you about how I witnessed 9/11. And the WBC, okay?
All right, well, here we go. Let's see if we can go to 4 hours. Okay, here we go. Five hours. Psychologist, go crap!
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Ba, 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 ba.
Wake up.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
There
a new
is.
World order.
A new world order. A new world order.
What is this?
A new world order. We're not about to make that same mistake. A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Psychologist.com. A new world order. As if it's not here already. Yes, ministry. You need to listen to ministry back in the 80s. If you remember a band called Depeche Mode, it was such a different band.
Emo.
When ministry changed. We've still got uninstalled media here, and I'm glad that you're still stuck with me. Did you hear that song there? What do you think of that?
That was Ministry?
Yep. And
all
back
right,
in the
yeah,
80s,
no,
they...
I never got into Ministry, but it's one of those bands that I've definitely been aware of. You know, my friends had their shirts and listened to it. So, yeah, that was good. Sampling the George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the vice president of Ronald Reagan and... Yeah, and he was just a one-termer. He was one of those one-termers, so they like Jimmy Carter, just a one-termer. I don't know.
Ministry. So you're just talking like Depeche Mode was out before Ministry, but Depeche Mode kind of laid the groundwork for all the emo type of music that we have now, right?
I'm just saying that if you go through Ministry's background, they were pretty soft in the 80s.
Oh.
And then it's like Trent Reznor or whatever it is, the Nine Inch Nails guy, you know? It's
yeah.
Like they just changed and they went to a different level. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
They just took their music to a different, they just went, oh, well, we're going nowhere with this fucking sound. And they changed, you know, like the Beatles and whatever. You know, they changed their, people don't like it when people change.
Well,
the new sounds come
from the top down. Like the Beatles shift you were talking about, they went from the bubblegum pop to the psychedelic rock. And you have the same kind of pattern with a lot of modern bands, but they go from soft to, you know, hard or what's a good example? Like we were talking about before Nine Inch Nails, I guess. They kind of but who was the one before that? There was some other oh geez, I'm having a brain fart, sorry. It was,
No, I'm just listening to the Black Eyed Peas.
That's a good example. The Black Eyed Peas is a good example. The Black Eyed Peas kind of started out as a, alternative hip hop group, and then they sold their souls or whatever they do. And they became a pop sensation. Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember that evolution. Yeah.
No, I don't know a lot about them, but, no, it's not the right Just Get Enough. The real Just Can't Get Enough is Depeche Mode. I might play that. I might play that. You're an excellent guy to talk to. And you're very, you know, the thing is, you know what it is about you that I like about you?
What's that?
Because you don't get pissed off with anything that I say or like that is wrong or if I screw up. I screw up, like, I monumentally screw up all the time, but it was wonderful the other day. Ab had me on for 5 hours, and fuck, man, it was the most awesome 5 hours. Here we go. This is me and my best friend at the moment, Understorm Media, fakeologist.com. Milking the fuck out of this supposed earthquake. I don't know.
That offspring.
What's going on
here?
Are you still there, my friend? Yep.
Yeah. The offspring.
I'm just watching
Tom,
CNN just crapping on about this. All right, yeah, maybe, look at that. Is that a satellite shot? Do you believe in satellites? Do you think satellites exist?
I think there may be objects that orbit the upper atmosphere. All right.
Yeah.
Because I have seen lights in the sky that travel without blinking like aircraft do. You know, airplanes blink. They have blinking lights. I've seen lights that appear to be higher, do not blink, and traverse the sky at a steady trajectory. So I think those are satellites, but, you know, I don't know. So once again, Rollo, you've stumped me.
I think they're total rubbish. I mean, we have ATV here, but the only reason we have it is because my next door neighbor has a gap in the trees. It's not like you point the damn things up. It's like we have so many trees behind our house, and why should that make a difference? I should be able to put a satellite up there.
Sure. And I believe that a lot of communications could be accomplished by ground-based means, right? Like television, internet, cell service. That could all be accomplished with ground-based technology. So perhaps, and I'm just speculating, perhaps there are satellites, but there's not as many that are devoted to public communications, right? They may be all privatized and secret. So that's just one possibility.
Well, speculation, I mean, opinions is exactly what psychologist.com is all about. I mean, we're just expressing our opinions. We can speculate. We can speculate all we want. I mean, I'm not, I don't know, defamatory. If I say that George W. Bush is a pig fucker or Cameron is a pig fucker. Is that a joke or is that defamatory? I don't know. Am I in trouble for saying that?
Well, that's mainstream media, isn't it?
It probably is, isn't it? I don't want to be mainstream. I'd rather be alternative. Yeah.
I didn't actually catch that whole pig fucker story, but that's a real thing. Like, right? That's something that people are. What do you have? You followed that at all?
Yeah, he definitely. What? Now, what it is, it's called hazing or something where you're in a sort of secret society club to join. You have to, one of the horrible things I heard is like, they would go up to homeless people that were poor and they would then light a $50 pound note or a $50 note in front of them and burn it in front of them. In front of a, like someone who's like starving. To get into the club, you had to do something disgusting like that. Disgusting!
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. It's just too awful to, I mean, it's probably worse things than that, but take joy in other people's pain is not right for me. I don't want to leave this world. When I die, I want that world that where people enjoy other people's pain. No, I don't want that.
Do unto others, right? That's what I try to live by. That's what I try to live by.
Do unto others as they would do to you. Yeah, I mean, that's a biblical thing, but I'm not into Bible, but...
That could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in the Bible. It could be anywhere. I don't care if it's in the Bible. That's just the truth.
No, you're right.
But so I guess, like, the story that we're talking about from the UK with David Cameron, that was that coming out in the tabloids, like the Sun or whatever it is over there? Or...
What happened was, I think he pissed someone off. He pissed someone off that was in the same club as him, and the guy broke ranks. Because normally you don't break ranks. You don't tell secrets. So that was actually kind of funny that that the guy broke ranks. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in a sort of a chain of command. If you're in a chain of command, you don't break ranks. You're taught not to. But someone broke ranks and just went, fuck it. I'm pissed off. So to the media, yeah, that he had a part of his initiation into the club was to shove his, I don't know if it was erect or it was floppy, but anyway, it was somewhere near into a pig's mouth. Yep.
Okay.
I believe it.
Yep.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. You know that you had to masturbate to be in the Skull and Bones. You have to masturbate in a coffin or something to get into the club. Some fucking really bizarre fucking thing to get into the Skull and Bones.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that there's so many instances of these kinds of rituals that we can find out about. It leads me to wonder, either it has to be true in some part of it, or it's all a story for some reason. But, you know, I've seen too much aberrant and disgusting behavior from human beings that I wouldn't put it past certain people to do that kind of stuff, you know?
But we live in, well, again, I'm sorry to say, keep repeating myself. We live in a world of a fiat currency and you know, pretend paper money, and people will do anything for money. They will do anything. But I could, when I'm over in sort of poor countries, I could ask any girl to do the most disgusting, depraved, despicable acts. But she's so poor, she will do it. And
it is. You just understand how the world works, and that's what I'm starting to realize. And you know, I don't want it to be true, but it seems to be that it is true. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. But that's the system we live in, and the system maybe will fall apart in our lifetime. I don't know, but it's just where people. I don't know where the answer is. I don't have the answers. I can see where the problems are. You watch those movies like Taken and all these films where people are just being cruel and nasty to one another. And when I was a youngster, you know, I kind of enjoyed those sort of films a little bit. You know, those cruelty films. You get a bit older, and then you suddenly go, oh yeah, we need to live in the same world, and we should all be nice to one another, but and not cruel, certainly. But there you go.
Well, that's what me and Ab were talking about on the last chat. You heard that, right? We were talking about the horror and the Slender Man. I mean, that's what I was getting at. Really, is that just like you said. You know, when we look at that stuff, it's creating a reality that doesn't need to exist, really, and it's fucked up.
I hear you, brother. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you and Ab. It got mirrored on View from the Bog, and I think even did Hoaxbusters. I think might have mirrored it as well. So.
I don't know, but they did talk about the horror genre on the. Their Hoaxbusters call on the last one, they touched on that as well, just the how prevalent it is with all this kind of just absolutely depraved, horrific violence being mainstream now.
Yeah. I gotta agree with you. I kind of disagree with you. This I mean, I never liked pugilism or boxing. It's called pugilism.
Oh, that's I forgot about that.
But they've got this new thing called where they just punch the fuck out of each other. It's called
UFC.
Where they put them in a
UFC.
UFC where they and the guy's on the ground and he's still allowed to punch the crap out of you. He's down. It's just disgusting, horrible. How people get enjoyment out of that?
You know what?
But that's world we live in now.
Well, yeah, and funny enough, one of the commentators for UFC is a guy named Joe Rogan. Have you heard of him?
Tell me.
Joe Rogan is a stand-up comedian in the United States, and he may have toured overseas, I don't know, but he's got a podcast that comes out a couple times a week, and he's a commentator on UFC television broadcasts, so he's a pretty famous guy. He's got a few hundred thousand followers. He kind of touches on some conspiracy topics in his podcasts and in his stand-up comedy, but he always ultimately comes to a debunking conclusion. So that's Joe Rogan in a nutshell. He's into UFC, people beating the fuck out of each other within an inch of their life, you know, brain damage, all that kind of retarded stuff. He's into that, but he'll go on his podcast and have a high-minded conversation about all kinds of stuff for pseudo-intellectuals, and it's a bunch of garbage, and I'm kind of just ranting, but that's what I think about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Joe Rogan, so maybe we should make maybe Averado.info, fakeologist.com, if you're listening. Maybe Joe Rogan needs to be exposed to being what, like that Vince, whatever. I mean,
a gatekeeper.
That Vince guy,
he's a total.
That runs,
he's a total gatekeeper.
Okay.
He's a gatekeeper. He may be unwitting, but he's a gatekeeper. And he, actually,
the Vince guy, WWF. I mean, at least we know that's fake.
Right. The new World Order. WWF, New World Order, NWO, Vince McMahon.
Yeah. At least they're not hurting each other. They're all in the act together. Whereas when you see people punching each other, is what you said there, in that horrible whatever it is, where the guy's on the ground and he's still punching him in the face. Like, the guy is down.
Yeah.
Those people get fucked up.
Those people get fucked up, genuinely. Like, it's not like boxing or WWF. Those people take shots for real, and
you can see it on the screen. You just go like, and you just go, I look away. It's too horrible. And yet, obviously, it must people must enjoy it, because why the fuck would they put that on screen? It's horrendous. It's disgusting.
It's a gladiatorial arena. You know, it's like the Roman gladiators were not far away from that. It's not long before they bring in swords and start killing people in the ring, because why not? It may already happen in some places that we don't know about, all right? But yeah, I'm just saying. Vince McMahon and the WWF. Donald Trump actually was involved in the WWF for a while.
Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. That was really funny.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Rogan, I had another point, but I lost it. Sorry, go ahead.
My bad. Maybe I knocked it out of your head, but Donald Trump, he knows where the camera is. He's like Mr. I know. Maybe he's not good on his feet when he doesn't have sort of teleprompter. Some people are no good. Have you got a teleprompter in front of you, my friend?
Yeah, actually, the Department of Defense is feeding me all my lines. I have a separate chat window.
I thought it might be something like that.
did that come out? Are we live right now?
No. Yeah, we're live.
Shit.
There you go. Get over it.
I'm just kidding.
That's fine. It's funny where people that they're just reading their lines, like people on Jim Fetzer's show or other shows, where they're just reading from a script. You can just hear that they're reading from a script.
Yeah, no, you really can, and that's a good skill for people to have, is to be able to tell when somebody's reading from a script, because a lot of the people that are employed aren't very good actors, as we've come to realize, right? Like, they're pretty bad actors. So it's not that hard to figure it out, really.
You're right. No, it's awesome, isn't it? It's awesome when you just go, well, I mean, the news readers or whatever it is on television, I'm on CNN, we know they're reading from a script. But But when people are supposed to be, alternative radio, Jim Fetzer, he's going to help us out, right? You know, 9/11 was an inside job, right? 9/11 was an inside job. No, absolute insider.
Let me tell you something, Rollo. If I adopted a convincing alias and emailed Jim Fetzer, I'm sure I could set up a lunch meeting with him because we live very close to each other. But I'm not going to do that because I have no interest in talking to the man face to face. But what I will say is that I think he's a bullshit artist.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit artist of the highest order. I think he's a 33-degree bullshit artist. Yeah, 33-degree.
Yeah, well, if you know, he's got a university professor position there at the University of Minnesota. He's professor of like something like.
So he's tenured, or what's it called? What's that word called when you're
tenured? He's not even tenured, active. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. And if I was to point out anyone as a good example of a shill, it would probably be him.
Professor, yeah. Shill. Number one shill. Here we go. You heard it first. Here we are on fakeologist.com by Uninstalled Media. Jim Fetzer. James Fetzer.
You know, for all, I might be making enemies locally by saying,
you're right, man.
For all I know. I'm going to get...
Hey, look.
Next time you hear from me, I'm going to be getting gang stalked by Jim Fetzer acolytes.
We're here for a good time, not a long time, Uninstalled. Look, give me a song to play out. I've got to go. So give me a song to play out with. I've got to go.
You should find there's a song called Slaves of Fear.
Slaves of Fear, yeah.
By a band called Amon Amarth. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. It's
right.
One of those.
No, I'll look it up. I'll try to find it while on the fly.
It's one of those Scandinavian metal bands, Slaves of Fear.
It's called Slaves of Fear. Right?
It's a pretty.
Well,
that
should be enough.
It's a rockin' song. Just play
it. Is
that.
It? All right. Well, there you go. Yeah.
So anyway, if you hear from me,
I can hear the. I can hear the crack. I can hear the crack in the cracks in the. It's awesome to talk to you. And like we'll definitely go out properly this time. So we're on fakeologist.com. Have you done a bumper for Ab?
Yeah,
have you done a bumper?
There. Yep, he's got it.
I'm on Uninstalled Media, and you're listening to fakeologist.com. You've done that.
Yeah.
Ah, good stuff. Well, look, it was absolutely classic to talk to you. Absolute classic. And here we are. So Slaves of Fear. So fakeologist.com. Hear the cracks in the record? FakeOnTheDisc.com!
Make speak of love and tolerance, they would be slaves of fear. They feed on your anxiety. To be alert in society, the gift to tell for 1,000 years. They nurture prejudice again. Condemn the wars that they create in the name of whatever god. They gladly sacrifice your life. Increasing power is their price. Without regret, they'll spill your blood. Calculating.
to see Long Beach as fake. Tell us about the modern trend.
Your minds are a train of bigoted insane. They block you off and throw the way the game. Your sound are for sale, and you're the one who pays. But still, you'll never be the prey. Let me take your life.
Beautiful. And fakeologist.com. There's 29 thumbs up. There's no thumbs down. So yeah, that's Slaves of Fear. Thank you. Thank you so much, Uninstall Media, for having a chat with me tonight. You're on fakeologist.com. This is like the best channel. I've enjoyed myself so much tonight. I'm going to go and have a great day today. It's a beautiful sunny day. I can see outside, and we're going to go and me and the dog and the wife, which is another dog. No, she's loving. She's not a dog. Yeah, she's awesome. And, yeah, so fakeologist.com.
Bonjour, je suis Unreal et vous écoutez Radio Fakeologist avec Abirato et ses invités.